perhaps just to start this poem by informing you that I am bilingual. That the Queen's English that I speak so eloquently before you now is not my first language, no. My grandmother never used such diction when she spoke me up in the welfare line amongst the other dwellers. Or when she called down to me from the project window for dinner, no, we spoke a more southern fried English. This rhetorical recipe has been in my family for generations, grandma say. Big mama hid it under her tongue as she headed for northern cities doing a great migration. Scholars call it African-American vernacular English, but my guys, they call it slang. The man calls it Ebonics. I call it America's Creole. The last remaining squab birthed from a European and African pigeon turned into the dialect of the Doughboys, the bass that appears in a rapper's rhythmic rhetoric spoken everywhere from the trap house to the liquor store, from the HIV testing clinic to the bus stop. Ebonics is the official language of the undefined black culture, the native tongue to the underrepresented black American, and long before I received liberal art degrees and stood unopposing in academic settings, I was born on the south side of Chicago and managed to garner up enough street credit from the School of Hard Knocks to qualify me to teach you all a few of my language's essentials. So hipsters, I hope you have your notepads ready. This is Ebonics 101. Chapter 1. Any English word that holds an I-N combination, the I becomes an A. Like Billie Holiday couldn't sing, that girl could sing. If Martin did all that walk, and I wonder if him feet stank. Traveled all them miles just to hear freedom ring. I wonder what he was thinking. Chapter 2. Any English word that holds an O-R combination, the R sound, becomes silent. Like Emmett screaming, don't beat me no more. Like Rodney screaming, don't beat me no more. Like Trayvon asking, what is you following me for? Chapter 3. Any English word that holds an ER combination, the ER becomes an A. Like in the great quote from the linguistic scholar, Miss Lauryn Hill. And even after all my logic and my theory, I add a motherfucker so you ignorant niggas hear me. See, there's culture in these words. The bended back of my speech comes from years of carrying the black experience. The verbal diaspora of Africa shapes our spine. We cross our T's like the Middle Passage, dot our I's with strange fruits, curve our S's with mid-Atlantic roots. You cannot expect us to be slaves to your phonetics forever. And just like our history, we will defy the structure of your Jim Crow grammar, refuse to speak within the lines of your Mason-Dixon diction. You cannot correct this, context this, connotate my accomplishments. C, me, B, black, male, use double negative to make positive. He will write into the black story no longer subsists. He will write into the clenched pen is synonymous with a clenched fist. He will write into the black male is able to live and be, exist, class dismissed.